So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Tracy Larson-Lee is the Regional Director for the West and Western Lakes Regions of AFS USA. AFS is American Field Service, and you are looking for families in our listening area to host foreign exchange students?
Yes, we are. Actually, and our high school exchange students, not college
right.
exchange students.
Yeah. Yeah, so I knew, but even then, you know, it's a big to-do when a parent puts their child on a plane headed for a foreign country. It was tough for my friend this morning. She's got a college student. I can't imagine what it's like, you know, putting your high school student on. So therefore, you need really good quality people that you know are going to keep your kid well cared for while they're, you know, staying in your home.
Absolutely. Yeah. And what we do is there is a process when we do have host families. They do fill out an application. They do a background check. We conduct an in-home interview. And then we also talk to the local high school to get them accepted.
Oh, that's great. But you do not have to have a child in high school in order to open your home to a foreign exchange student.
No, you don't. I mean, we have families of all shapes and sizes. We have retired host families. We have single parent host families. We have families with young kids. We have families that are empty nesters, and of course ones that are in high school.
And I understand that you are looking for members of the LGBTQ plus community as well.
Absolutely, yeah, they make great host families. We have actually in our organization, we really do go ahead and promote that. And we also accept students that are of LGBTQ as well. So it's a pretty cool organization.
This is Tracy Larson-Lee, Regional Director for the West and Western Lakes Regions of AFS.USA. How long has this been going on? How long have you been in the business of placing foreign exchange students in homes in the U.S.?
We started actually as ambulance drivers in World War I and II, and then from there they went ahead and opened up this organization to go ahead and do exchanges for high schoolers. So it's been a while.
And what
about
is
1947? Sorry.
No, that's okay. I mean, yeah, obviously a trustworthy organization, and you bring in high school students from 40 different countries from all over the world as a host family. Do you get to choose what country your student comes from?
Yeah, we actually have a selection of students that we have on our website, and you can choose by country, you can choose a boy or girl, you can also look at interests. There's a lot there to choose from.
And then what is the expectation as a host family? What do you need to provide?
Meals and a bed.
That's it.
and also welcome them into your life. So, yeah, so, you know, just showing them the community, getting them involved in clubs and in their school, because they are ambassadors of their country.
And what about acting in a parental role? Like if you saw them doing something you thought maybe was unsafe or perhaps they shouldn't be doing, do you have the ability to relay that to them, or do you call their parents? How does that work?
Good question. We do have a really good support team. There is a chain of communication that we use to be able to talk to families back at home. But you do treat them like your own kids. There are rules. There could be curfews. I mean, you can give them chores to help around the house. They are not there for a vacation. They are there to be a part of the family.
So you could ask them to mow the lawn?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I did. I mean, I hosted 3 times, and my students had chores just like my own kids. So I didn't give them more than my own kids, maybe a little less. But yeah,
right.
I went ahead and treated them like my own kids.
That's amazing. I got a text that said, "Hey, Lisa, just heard your tease about hosting a foreign exchange student. My family and I did this through 4-H and hosted 4 students from Japan for a month for 4 summers. Outstanding experience for us. And we actually went to Japan in 2016 to visit each of our students and their families." Do you see that where you make lifelong bonds with them and their families?
Absolutely. I hear people standing up in weddings, you know, being called grandparents after their children that they've hosted have their own kids. Yes, it's a lifelong relationship. It's wonderful. I still talk to all my students that I hosted. They call me mom. They call my husband dad, and, you know, brothers and sisters. It's really nice.
And there's no money exchanged, right?
No, this is volunteering.
And how long do the students stay with you?
Well, we can range from 12 weeks to 10 months, you know, that school year. So it just depends on how long the host family wants to commit themselves to.
And I know AFS is seeking families to share American culture with exchange students, but do you do the reverse? Do you help kids in America find a family in other countries?
Yeah, we send American students abroad as well.
Oh, that's fun. And is that something kids usually sign up, you know, through their high school counselor, or how do they find out about that?
They can, but the best way to find out more information about us is through our website, through AFSUSA.org.
AFS.USA?
AFSUSA.org.
Easy enough. That sounds fun. And in Chicago, and any given school year, like how many families would be participating?
Oh, my goodness. Usually we have around 60 to 70 in the Chicagoland area, and we're falling a little short. So we're hoping that we can find some more. We do have openings in pretty much most of the CPS high schools. So we're hoping that we can squeeze a few more in within the next month.
Okay, so you want to move fast. So AFSUSA.org. And what about people who are listening not only out throughout Illinois to our radio station, Wisconsin, Michigan, and other states? They're welcome
to
participate?
We're all over. Yes,
okay, yeah.
We are all over the U.S. So, yes, I would highly encourage everybody to try this. I absolutely love this organization, and I love hosting, especially in Chicago. It was just wonderful being able to take my students to a Cubs game and to the Bean and be able to have Lou Malnati's pizza. It was just so much fun to see Chicago through their eyes.
I bet.
So,
that
yeah.
sounds fun. So AFSUSA.org. Thank you so much for sharing your story, Tracy, and getting the word out. Hopefully a few people listening will jump on your website and open their doors to their home, open their hearts to a kid from another country.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Mary's got a check on weather and traffic.